Coal Mine with Moose Girl and Grimnir every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern right here on RealLibertyMedia.com. Excuse me. Yeah. Whoo. Welcome, folks. Welcome, folks, to the Free Your Mind show with Moose Girl and Grimnir. Moose will be here shortly. This is June 17, 2021. Episode 15 of the Free Your Mind show. The title of today's show, in case you were wondering, is Sweet Leaf. You introduced me to my mind. Yeah, you introduced me to my mind, Sweet Leaf. Way back when I was like 13. Yeah, when I was like 13, Sweet Leaf. Anyway, the topic of today's show is really about weed, pot, dope, smoke, marijuana, if you will. There's 100 different names for marijuana. And there's a good reason for that, because it's so versatile and wonderful, and it goes to all so many places. Now, I'm not sure exactly where we're going to go with this topic, because, see, Moose Girl brought it up yesterday or this morning. I don't know. One of those times, you know, I might have been stoned at the time and forgot. I was stoned and I missed it. Yeah. Oh, boy. Anyway, before we get on to that, before Moose Girl calls in, let me just mention anybody out there listening that says, hey, I can't find your chat. Well, there's a good reason for that. Well, there is and there's not. Dr. Hook, exactly. Anyway, if you are using the web chat off of RealLibertyMedia.com and or RLMRadio.xyz, you'll pop right on in here. Because I changed it, so it points to the new place. But what happened was the IRC network that we had been using since the very, very beginning of Real Liberty Media, which was a few years back now, they did some bad stuff. They did some really bad stuff. And so we had to change networks because... Well, even if we could continue still using Freenode, I wouldn't trust those people as far as I could throw Trump, which is probably not very far. So anyway, we're on a new network now, and it is called irc.libera or libera.chat. That's libera.chat. So if you are using your own IRC client, just point it over there. Just change your server to say, instead of freenode.net or whatever you have in there, change it to irc.libera.chat. And if it doesn't automatically join into the channel, it's #, Real Liberty Media, and you'll be here with us once again. Yeah, a change for the better, a change kind of back to... the way it was before these Nimrods over there on Freenode did all the crappy crap they did, and I assume will continue to do in the future because, well, they're freaking Nimrods. Yeah. So, hey, Moose, how you doing?
Doing good, Grim. How are you?
I'm doing fine as well.
Good.
Yeah. Hang on a second. Yeah. Sweet Leaf.
Yeah, man.
Oh, boy. What was I going to ask you? I don't know either. Anyway, I have the lyrics here to Sweet Leaf. Do you want me to share them with the folk?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a great song. If you're not familiar with Sweet Leaf, it came out in like 68, I think. Somewhere in there, it was on the Master of Reality album by Black Sabbath. And it goes, "All right now, won't you listen? When I first met you, didn't realize, I can't forget you or your surprise. You introduced me to my mind and left me wanting you and your kind. Oh, yeah. I love you. Oh, you know it. My life was empty, forever on a down, until you took me, showed me around. My life is free now, like my mind. My life is clear. I love you, sweet leaf, though you can't hear. Oh, yeah. Come on now. Try it out. Straight people don't know what you're about. They put you down, shut you out. You gave to me a new belief, and soon the world will love you, sweet leaf. Oh, yeah, baby. Come on now. Oh, yeah, try me out, baby. All right. Oh, yeah. Ah, I want you part of this, sweet leaf. Oh, yeah, all right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, try me out. I love you, sweet leaf. Oh. Now, I'm sure you probably never heard the lyrics of that song read in such a manner. Oh, boy.
Right?
Yeah. So, but anyway, I mean, people love the weed. People, I don't want to say most. That's probably incorrect. But many folks around the world love them some weed. They love them some dope. They love them some marijuana.
Yes.
Grass. As you will. Why was this the topic for today?
Just because we were talking about growing weed.
Oh, okay. Great. No, that's a great thought. That's a great reason.
You know.
By the way, if you can hear like a little fan going on, it's because I have a little. Okay, good. I have a little fan sitting here blowing at me, and I'm not shutting it off.
Because
it's fucking hot. It's hot. Yeah. It's like 95 degrees outside and it's 80 degrees inside because my AC doesn't keep up when it gets above like 93. Which whatever, you know, especially when it heats up real fast in the morning, you know, like it's been doing, because it'll go from the early mornings like 60 at like 6-7 o'clock to 80 within like a half hour, and then to 90 within another half hour, and the AC just doesn't keep up, and then it can't bring it back down after that.
Weird.
Yeah, I know. But on normal days, you know, on the 85, 90 days, the AC works great. Anyway, so I got a fan going. If you hear it and it bothers you, deal with it. I am in the process of attempting to grow some weed. I think it's a good thing, as Martha Stewart would say. I'm sure Martha gets high too, by the way. She looks high most of the times I've seen her. You can't have that kind of la da da attitude unless you're high on something, right?
Right. Right.
So she probably has a nice weed patch somewhere out there or wherever the hell she lives. Artisan bud. Yeah, no doubt, Donna. Yeah. I've got a little setup going right now. And I'm in the process of attempting to germinate seeds. But I got a lot nice little grow light set up. And boy, oh boy, those little LEDs are freaking bright. And they actually warn you on the package, do not look directly at this light. It'll blind you like the sun. There's that. So I have that set up in a, I have a, this big, like, well, I don't know if it's big. It's a walk-in closet. So I call it big because it's bigger, bigger than any closet I had in any other house. So, I mean, I could walk into it. I could set a chair in there and sit there and stare at the stuff. Well, and I'll be doing that later once these plants start growing.
Right.
And I could sit there and talk to them.
Right.
So right now what I have, I tried yesterday this float test, which I've been told, and Flash told me about it, and I thought, oh, that sounds great. So I tried it with the seeds that I have. I had two seeds that I had gathered over the last few years from some weed that I had, and then and then I got some more from a good friend of mine. I don't want to say that person's name, and they can mention it if they want to. either way, greatly appreciated a batch of seeds that I got. So I had these. So I tried those doing
You're
the
welcome.
Float. What? Yeah, thank you. So I tried those doing the float test, and they just kept on floating. They just kept on floating, and I thought, well, hell, all these seeds can't be bad.
No.
So I did some research there on the interwebs. Let me see if I can pull one of these pages up.
Because it
didn't make sense to me that this was not going.
Right.
And so this one page I found, and it's on a website. It's not about marijuana. It's called gardenmyths.com. Floating seeds in water, is this a good seed viability test? And it says, you know, how do you know if your seeds are viable? Simple, do a germination test. Plus, just place the seeds in some water. The ones that sink are still viable. The ones that float are dead. This advice is all over the internet. But how reliable is it? And I got a picture here showing a floating seed viability test. And not marijuana seeds, but other type of seeds.
Right.
And they show a glass of water with a bunch of seeds at the bottom and says viable and seeds floating dead. Okay. It says, do the floating seed test properly. It says if you check out a number of sites that describe this test, you soon realize that there are several different ways to do it. Some people add soap to the water to reduce the surface tension, which I didn't think that was a good idea to put soap in seeds that I'm going to use to grow.
No.
Others put the seed, but I could be wrong. Maybe it's fine. Others put the seed in a jar and give it a good shake, which I didn't shake it at all. I just put them in there. Or they might soak the seed for 24 hours before doing the test. I also did not do that. There's no agreement on how to do the test properly. That means the test results reported on social media are not very reliable since they rarely include the details of the method used. There's also silly claims like, this method is not 100% accurate and only works with freshly harvested seeds of certain fruits such as melon, watermelon, cucumber, squash, peppers, and tomatoes. There are thousands of different types of seeds. Why would it only work on some vegetables, and what does not 100% reliable mean? Regardless of all that, it's apparently not 100% reliable, even according to the folks that are publishing the various things about the tests. So, I should have done that. Okay. I don't need all this. So, in that same post there, there is a link to a video that this guy here that on that website made. And he shows you how to do improved seed germination test. Which is basically whatever we all know, the same thing we all know, which is to put the seeds onto a wet paper towel,
right,
and put them in the dark for a couple of days, and they should start germinating, depending on the seeds. It may take more than a couple
right.
days. But this guy's got a different, another kind of thing going on. He's got, you put the paper towel, you take the wet paper towel, or the dry paper towel, put it into a Ziploc baggie, wet the towel at that point. Don't make it soaking, dripping or nothing, but
right, right.
Just enough to get enough moisture there. And then you put your seeds in there, and then you seal the baggie up. And then you turn the baggie upside down, that way that it, when the root starts to grow, assuming it does grow, it won't grow up and through the paper towel, which is still fine even if it does, because
mm-hmm.
if you want to use those seeds that germinated in the baggie, you could just, take that little piece of paper towel and plant that as well. So that's fine. Apparently if you put it upside down, then the root won't try and grow through the baggie.
Oh, okay.
Through the paper towel. And then that's it. And then you just wait, and the paper towel should stay wet there in the baggie. You don't have to keep re-wetting
right.
it. And if it starts, so that, that's the old tried and true method of germinating seeds on a paper towel. So,
The baggie makes sense to keep the paper towel moist.
Right, and there was, some stuff there. I didn't know that they didn't need to have air or / oxygen to germinate,
right.
and that they could be done in the dark. I've done them before, putting them on a windowsill, well, on the wet paper towel. Not pot seeds, but other seeds.
Right.
So I put the wet paper towel into like a pie tin, put the seeds on it, and put it in a windowsill, and they germinated fine there.
Yeah.
That was for like bean sprouts,
yeah.
Which if you ever grown bean sprouts, they're really easy.
Yeah.
That's the method I'm using presently, and hopefully within a day or two, I'll have some germinated seeds, and I'll be able to plant those. In addition to those, and what I have of those is, I have eight seeds in those two baggies. One was my two original seeds, and the other six are the other ones that my good friend sent me. So today I put two seeds directly in dirt in Jiffy pots, and put them under the grow light. So I turned on the grow light. And so that's going, and we'll see how that works out. Try because if they germinate and start growing, then awesome.
Right.
Yeah. So we'll see how those go. And that's it. That's it. That's my where I'm at so far in my great weed growing experiment.
Good.
Yeah,
it's a good thing, and there's some states still that are holding back from legalizing it or whatever, even though it's not the right terminology or what we really want, because when they do that, they tax the crap out of it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's expensive, and people just want to should just be able to grow their own and not have to worry about it.
Absolutely. I also today I started a little journal on a website that I have.
I saw that. Yep.
Yeah. So, I'll post my progress up there as I go along. Once there's
something
to take a photo of, I'll take some photos of it.
Right,
and
right.
You'll be able to see my setup.
Cool.
Yeah. So anyway, it's on Grimnir.xyz, website I call Grimnir's Dimension, which I initially started to talk about weird stuff, but I never actually did. And then I started using it for like garden plants and stuff like that.
Okay.
And I put some recipes in there for snickerdoodles and brownies and And so this will be the new, and I haven't used that site in like a year and a half, 2 years, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So boy, when I went in there to do it today, there was like 100 updates to do. Yeah, that's how those things go.
Right.
So hopefully, by the end of this experiment, I'll have some beautiful girls that will bear me some good fruits.
I hope so.
Yeah, some flowers that. Yeah.
That would be good. I could probably do it and be okay.
Right.
But, because I don't know how much they're monitoring. I remember back in the day, you had to worry about thermal imaging or whatever the hell.
Oh, right. But with the LEDs, you don't need to worry about that.
Right. So now with the new lighting systems, it's a lot better.
Yeah. The only thing you have to...
You don't use as much energy. The lights are good. They work fine. It used to be back in the day you had to be worried about stuff like that.
Right. And the thing you have to worry about now is the smell.
Right.
Because you know, when it starts blooming and growing and blossoming, there will be, hopefully,
an odor.
There will hopefully be a very nice odor.
Right.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. I mean, it used to be a lot more risky to do it. And I think you're okay now with your state.
Right, I'm
recreational. Does that include growing your own or not?
Oh yes, absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
See, that's a good thing.
And you can have, well, what they say, 12 immature plants and 6 mature plants growing at any time.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I wouldn't use Miracle-Gro on weed.
Oh well, that's the soil I got. I could use different soil. I've only planted those 2 seeds, but I could try a different soil. If somebody's got a better soil for me to use, let me know. I'll certainly look into that.
Okay.
Well,
the soil might be all right. I don't know if it has Miracle-Gro in it.
Yeah, I don't either.
But I wouldn't use the Miracle-Gro fertilizer.
Right. As far as plant food, I have this stuff. It's Schultz.
Okay.
Plant food.
That should be okay.
But I have Fox Farm. Oh, okay. Link me. Oh.
Link me.
Yeah. Because I want to get whatever kind of soil I need to get fairly quickly.
Because
I'm hoping, I got my fingers crossed that those ones in the baggies grow fast.
They should. It shouldn't be
sprout
too long fast. Of a time.
Yeah, a few days. Yeah. So,
Yeah,
so I don't know. I mean, you should be able to grow where you are. I would think,
I don't know. I'm looking at the potting mix, and I don't know what kind you have, but it does say feeds up to 6 months on the Miracle-Gro potting mix.
Ooh, look at
that. I don't know what kind you got, because it looks like there's a couple different kinds, but...
Yeah, all right.
I would check into it, for sure.
Potting soil.
You don't really want to be smoking that.
Oh. Well, so what I have them in right now, I think it'll be fine, because...
Okay,
They're just in these little 3-inch pots when I need to put them into some real soil, then...
Right. Yeah, I would just get some regular old dirt, dude. I wouldn't... You gotta be worried about that a little bit because of bugs or something, I guess, but...
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, terrific.
So, yeah. Oh, let's look at this. Okay.
Oh, they got all kinds of... There's so many...
There's
so many Fox Farm varieties, apparently.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
and there's happy.
Yeah, I mean, it's good because if you can grow your own, that's the way to go.
And they got happy frog here and.
Okay.
all kinds of different ones.
Ocean Forest is the one that is linked there, but.
All right.
It contains bat guano. And that's really good for your pot plants.
Okay.
Bat guano is like the best fertilizer you can get, dude.
All right. Well, I'll do a little more research on the soil.
Yeah, I would too. Yeah. I'd do some more. I would avoid Miracle-Gro.
Ain't that the truth, Kate? Yeah, if you want good food, good clean food, you have to pay more than all the contaminated food. So
right.
It's the same with. but that looks all right. They got like.
And also, I mean, I don't know about this for weed, but I have some apple peel or not apple banana peels. That I froze. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to thaw them out, and apparently they make excellent fertilizer for plants.
I wonder if I just dig into my compost heap out there and mix that with some dirt.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that compost heap has been going for like 2 years.
Yeah, is it black dirt now?
Most of it, yeah.
Yeah, I would use some of that for sure.
Yeah. There's all kinds of different stuff in there. I mean, there's, of course, a lot of coffee grounds and eggshells,
right.
And banana peels, all that. Oh, you'll bring in the bugs.
Don't do that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Do some research for sure on the soil. But I heard that what I'm going to do is. I'm going to
make a tea from the compost.
No, from the my thing.
Oh.
you put the banana peels and the brown sugar in like a jug, like a milk jug or something, empty milk jug or whatever, and then you mix that in there. And apparently, it's supposed to be excellent fertilizer for all plants.
Okay.
And it's natural. You know what I mean? It's more natural than. A chemical, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I'm a total noob here, you know.
Right.
I did grow weed way back in the 80s.
Worm castings are in that soil, Donna, that Kate linked, was saying. Oh, sorry, Grim.
No, that's all right. Yeah, that's good. Worm castings, yeah, sure.
Back in the day, you used to grow too, right?
Yeah, way back in the 80s.
Okay.
You know, and that was also inside growing because back then it was. There was no legal weed anywhere, and so if you grew that outside, you'd have a problem. I used to grow in a closet at this house that me and a girlfriend lived at, and so we grew some nice buds there.
Cool. It's not rocket science. You just there's certain things you have to be, you know, aware of, like. What kind of soil you're going to use.
Yeah.
And yeah, a pH test kit would be a good thing to
have. Well, I think these soils say they're pH balanced. I don't know if this one does, but...
Okay.
Some of these do. The ones that I was looking at here. Yeah, it's the Happy Frog, I think, is pH balanced.
Okay. And then another idea... that I heard from somebody
burpee.
Set up a watering system for your dirt plants, the plants you're growing in dirt. And apparently you use like a tub of water or something, and from there you put hoses or whatever.
Right.
I don't know. That's kind of a lot of work probably, but...
Yeah.
It would help if you have to leave your house for a day or something.
Sure,
and you
sure.
can't be there to water, you know what I mean?
Right.
But, because watering's important.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And you have to, like, watch them every day.
Yeah.
I don't know if you do that, but, I mean, it's kind of cool to watch them every day because you can actually see the changes from day to day.
Yeah, well, and what I have set up right now for the two little ones that I have in there... I have the 3-inch pots inside of these old butter containers.
Okay. Yep.
So and the pots are peat moss. So I just pour the water into the butter container and the pot soaks up the water and puts it into the soil.
Oh, okay.
So I don't have a directly pour water
right.
into the thing, but it keeps the soil moist. there, and it's a,
I mean, I know a lot of people are into the hydro, doing it that way.
Yeah.
Back in the day when I did it, we used dirt.
Yeah, I that's what I just use regular dirt from the yard, but I don't.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really have I don't really have good dirt in my yard, but.
Yeah, no, you don't. You gotta buy your dirt, so that's kind of a bummer, but.
That's all right. That's all right. I don't mind.
Yeah.
I if we if this works, it, I mean, well, whatever expense goes into this, you know, reasonably, will be worth it.
Right,
this is not only just a learning year, but hopefully a profitable learning year. If these things do start to grow, and they actually are growing, then I'll have a lot more questions of y'all, because y'all have done it, about various things, trimming and whatever else parts come
ganja
along.
Ganja butter.
Well, that's later after harvesting.
Right.
Well, maybe or maybe not. I've already got some articles on how to deal with, determining gender once they get to a certain spot. Thank you, Kate, for that. So then if you get some males, you move them out of there and put them someplace else. And if I do get males, I'll put them outside. I didn't really want to put any outside because I don't want them stolen. But if it's a male, and if it's just going to grow up to be a seed plant, that's fine.
Right.
And if somebody steals that, then how stupid are they? But
and once you get going with dirt, you might want to say it. You might say, "Oh, this is a pain in the ass. Let's check out a hydro system."
Yeah, sure.
It's not like you can never do that.
No. And
you're just starting with this. Yeah.
It is my understanding that hydro actually grows faster.
I don't know. Maybe a little bit, but I would. It's around 3 months, I would think.
Yeah.
It's not long. It's not a long time.
That's what I've read on some sites. And of course, they were probably trying to push their products, too.
Right.
So they say, "Oh yeah, buy this hydro kit from us," and
it'll grow faster. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, good things are worth waiting for sometimes, right?
Right.
And 3 months is not a long time.
Okay.
See, now you're getting
Well, I have
a bunch of. There's a lot of books out there on the subject. It's not rocket science, and there's a lot of little tricks and stuff that other different people do different things, but...
It's not rocket science, but it's still kind of a mystery when you haven't done it and you want to do it right the first time.
Right, exactly. Yep. Yeah, Donna says there's no difference.
All right. Well, Tiger
versus dirt.
My grow light came with this cool timer.
Unit. Cool.
And I haven't looked into it yet, right? You know, since I'm just doing what I'm doing with these seeds, I'll just be turning them off and on manually once a day. I'm starting with the germination of the seeds at 14 hours.
Right.
From what I've read,
I thought you kept them in there in the dark right now, though.
No. Those are the seeds in the baggies.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, okay. But I put
the ones in the little pots
in the
Jiffy
pots. Yeah, that I put under the light. That I want them.
It still is a learning curve for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But I mean, it's like a lot of it's just common sense too.
Sure. I'm excited about it.
I bet.
Yeah, because,
I'm excited about the light. I think that's awesome.
Well, yeah, you should.
You used to have to get the bulb, get the fixture, and, really expensive the bulbs were, and you had to buy timers and...
Right, all that stuff.
Half fans where in the light, it's just all in there, which is awesome.
Yeah. Donna says if inside have a little fan to strengthen the stalks. Now,
okay.
Now, see, this grow light does come with a built-in fan. but it really doesn't move. It doesn't move any air. So
no,
I,
you might want to get a couple Fox fans.
Yeah, well, what
or
I did
whatever
is,
kind of
fans. Yeah, I put one of those. What do you call them? Circulating fans, but
But
was it not
that
in the not in the circulating mode? So I put that in there on low.
Yeah, that's
not
a good
not
thing
that not that there's any stocks to worry about yet, but
right.
I was wondering if that should be in there. So oscillating, thank you, Rob.
Yeah oscillating. Yep.
You know.
Yeah, so I mean, fans aren't that expensive. So.
No, and I have plenty of fans.
Right. Yeah.
Around so.
But I'm just saying it's gotten a lot better with the lighting situation.
Yeah, the whole thing, and I mean you know back in the old days you had to run you know really pricey you know as far as electricity goes.
Yeah.
Lamps, but these LED lamps are basically. It's a 1,000-watt gear or setup. It's basically like a 120-watt light bulb. That's the energy draw. So and if you look there in my in that that weed blog thing I put up, there's a link there directly to that light right now. Which, of course, and it's on sale right now. You can get a good deal.
Did it go now? posted it earlier, right?
Yeah. So
you put that. Anyway, yeah, I mean it's great. I'm happy for you. I'm excited.
yeah, man.
I'm excited about that because. Yeah.
I love you, sweet leaf.
and I mean. It's so dumb because Michigan, Illinois, those two states by me are both recreational. Like, what? You know, Wisconsin and Minnesota are lame as fuck, dude. All
right. Well, if you look at the states around New Mexico, Arizona has legal weed. Colorado has legal weed. Utah will never have legal weed, as far as I could tell. Oklahoma, forget it. Texas, cold day in hell.
you think? I don't know.
Yeah, you know.
Wisconsin's going to be one of the last ones.
These are freaking redneck states, and I don't understand why. I mean, rednecks love getting high. Dong alcohol. So why would they not love weed? You know, most rednecks do actually love weed, even if they don't openly admit it. But it's some kind of, you know, GOP thing where weed's bad. Government said it was bad at some point, so it's obviously bad.
Well, they're dumb then.
Well, of course they are. All these people that believe in political parties are dumb. Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Florida's more on the. Florida will go. I think Florida will.
I think Florida would.
We'll go full legal.
I think Minnesota will because they have medical already. I don't know about Wisconsin. I know it's been talked about, but I haven't heard much lately on it.
Yeah. Well, you guys are kind of a purple state, right?
Yeah.
You're not red, not blue, but. So, there's a shot there.
Right. I mean, I was surprised that New Mexico did.
I was too.
Because of the governor. There.
Well, no. The governor was the reason that it's legal.
That's good.
Because
of all
the horrible, terrible things she's done in her, whatever, 3+ years being governor here.
Right.
I got to give her props for this one thing, for legalizing the weed. They had been putting it in to the legislative session for the last few years, and it never got out. They also put it in for this year, for 2021. And at the end of the session, which was a two-month session this year, where they alternate between one-month and two-month sessions each year. They had basically tabled it. They just said, "No, we're not gonna look at this. We're not gonna vote on it." The governor called a special session specifically to legalize marijuana.
Well, that's good. I mean, surprising, but she probably was talking to someone in Colorado.
Well, I mean...
When it first became legal there, which was, I don't know how many years ago now,
I think
they made a lot of freaking money.
I'm sure the money had a lot to do with it, but also...
I'm sure.
She's coming up for re-election, so she knows. Because,
right.
I mean, 75% of the people surveyed in various surveys here said, yes, legalize weed. And,
right.
and the legislator's sitting on his freaking hands. So she knows that, you know, she's pretty much a shoo-in to win in this state anyway, but because she is total, you know, liberal person. But if there was any question, that should push her over the top, especially with all the scandals she's been through, which have been quite a lot. Of bad shit she's done, and these lockdowns are still going on, and people are not happy about this, and so I think that's a large part of the reason that she said I'm calling a special session.
Probably.
And you're going to legalize the weed here. That's all there is to it.
I mean, they should just free the shit. It's a plant.
Right, there should not be any legal or illegal about it. That crap shouldn't exist. There should be zero regulation on weed, which means it would be like, you know, a dandelion.
Right.
You know, do you have regulations on how many dandelions can be in your yard?
No.
Well, you might if you live under a homeowners association. But.
Right.
That's all different.
I don't give a crap about that. I don't put too much time and effort in my yard.
Yeah.
My lawn.
But, you know, you could probably grow some down there in the basement, you know.
Or in my attic.
Or in the attic, but, yeah, either one.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's gotten better than it was in the past.
Right.
And now, like, law enforcement, they have more to deal with meth and heroin and fentanyl and... drunk driving, that I think they've backed off a little bit.
Right, and I think, you know, I think that's true in most places, even those where it's still illegal. Unless they're looking for a reason to fuck with you.
Right.
Which, you know, generally that's what they do, is they fuck with you.
Yeah.
And that's how they get their kicks.
yep. But, I mean, cops know... compared to the other shit that's out there, weed is, like, low. You know?
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's not going to kill you. It's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but not that cops care about that. They care about revenue and, you know, generation.
I'm sure there's cops that smoke weed, though.
Sure. They steal weed from people and smoke it.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have to take your stash here. But I'll let you off with a warning. I'll just take your stash.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what the undercovers do at the festival.
Right.
Ass.
Yeah.
They just take your stuff. It's like, you asshole.
Oh, and then they use it to pick up chicks. Hey, girly.
Probably. I don't know.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, that's how they go.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Oh, God. Let's see if there's a... Oh, yeah, see, I've got articles on when to harvest, the trichomes.
Yeah.
The trichomes, that's one of the ones Kate gave me. The marijuana timeline. Well, let's take a look at that. So it shows you the various thing here.
Good.
Yeah, it says anywhere from 7 to 8 months, depending on if you're fast-tracking, which seems long, but then they also have a 3 to 5 month thing going on here too, and they got like this whole chart. Let me show you guys this chart because it's pretty cool. And you know, I hope it grows fast. I hope it grows. Or what I hope is that it grows fast enough for my personal purposes, or I can pick some buds early.
Right? Well, you just wait, and then once you get started the first time, then you can... Once you get going, you should be able to have weed at all times.
Well, right, but on this first batch, I'm hoping that I'll be able... That it grows either fast enough to be, you know, ready by the time I need it, or...
Right.
Or I can snag some buds off the plant before the plant's ready.
Right.
Because I remember doing that before. I definitely remember, you know, grabbing a few buds off the
plant. Can't resist.
Yeah,
you get impatient, but, you know, it's worth it.
Anyway, that's a pretty good article there. Showing you things, and they got timelines for various strains. Apparently, various strains grow, but I have no idea what my strains are going to be.
No, you don't. No.
Yeah, so they'll be whatever they are, and they'll be Grimbud.
Yep. Kate, everyone does that.
So I'm thinking I'll probably have to wind up doing that too. Hopefully I have the capability.
Eventually you'll probably have two lights. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So like 3 months into it, you've got almost mature plans in that time, you know, a week before that or something or whatever time, you can start other ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
that's
yeah, sure.
Meant. You should be able to get it to where you have it all the time.
Right, right, right. Year-round thing.
Right.
What was I thinking? I started these, so maybe somebody can tell me if this is correct or not.
Uh-huh.
I put the two seeds that I have in the dirt that are growing, that are underneath the lights right now, mm-hmm. I put them on the light on veg mode. Now, the light has veg mode and bloom mode.
You want bloom mode.
Well, I wouldn't take bloom for just getting seeds, but it could be that I should put both lights on for the full spectrum
yes.
mode. But I don't know as far as just.
You should be able to look that up though.
I tried, and every time a lot of you know searches take you down side roads.
Right.
Okay, for sprouting makes no difference. In the dirt, from dirt they can sprout in the dark. Okay,
I think so.
Really? Well, anyway, whatever.
Because you're basically in germination mode right now.
Yeah.
You're not in plant mode yet.
Yeah, I wouldn't think a dehydrator would be a great idea, for as far as drying out weed. Dehydrators.
Yeah, I would just do it the old fashioned.
Yeah, dehydrators totally dehydrate.
Right. Make it popcorn fart dry.
Okay, Kate says that they have everything they need within the seed pod for the first days. Wow.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's terrific. I had no idea. I mean, I guess that's why you can put them in a drawer in a sealed baggie and they'll
yes.
and they'll come along.
It's the water. Activates the growth process, I would believe, I think.
Yeah,
I
guess
so. Moisture,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So we got some thunder boomers here, and it did rain a little bit, not long enough. Looks like we might get a couple more rolling through, but we didn't get half as much rain. We didn't get hardly any rain.
Right.
Compared to what we need. It's bad. Over half of Wisconsin is in moderate to extreme drought conditions.
Yeah.
I know this is not on our topic, but you and I were discussing California earlier, and what they're messing up California, dude.
Oh yeah, they're doing it intentionally over there in California. They're really
I mean, I don't know where people are gonna go if they can't live there anymore, but I know a lot of people are leaving there.
Right.
And even like Portland, people are leaving there.
Yeah.
No one wants to live there right now. I mean, poor Clyde has a freaking homeless encampment in front of his apartment building.
Mm-hmm.
Which, okay, I'm not trying to get down on homeless people and shit, but they generate a lot of garbage. Where do they go to the bathroom? It's very unsanitary conditions that they live in, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be rough living like that. And I can't imagine it, but they're not very safe places. A lot of those people have mental illness. You know, I don't know what the answer is, but maybe we can do a show on that sometime coming up here. But it's getting to be a real problem.
Right.
It's not that it's a new problem. It's just, it's getting to be more of a problem. There's more and more people that lose their homes or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting time. I don't know at this point what they're going to do next.
Okay.
As far as, I mean, they're trying to freaking kill us, dude. In one way or another. We get the shot, or poverty, or food shortage, or water shortage. You name it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, that was off topic, but whatever.
That's all right.
That was just on my mind.
Yeah, no, we did pretty good. Well, I mean, staying on topic for today.
Yeah.
We generally don't.
Well, it's easy to stay on topic when you're talking about weed.
I know, because you know it's such a wonderful thing.
It is. It's a wonderful thing, and what they've done to it, and by keeping us from it for so long, is like totally inhumane and unjust thing to do.
Absolutely.
Because it helps people. It's medicine. Yep. What's that saying? If you don't cough, you don't get off. Something like that.
I don't know that saying, but yeah. But yeah.
I don't like coughing my lungs out when I'm smoking pot. I do not.
Yeah.
I take very small hits. I do not have a bong. So, yeah.
Yeah, I cough at least once a night. on the first hit, you know.
Yeah, that's why I don't like bongs very much. They make you cough your lungs out, dude.
Well, you know, they don't. I mean, you can regulate the size of your hit.
Right, right.
You don't have to, you know, smoke the whole, you know, bong hit at once.
Right. But the whole messiness of it and everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, if you spill the water, it's a pain in the ass. It stinks so bad.
Right. Well,
you know, it's just, I don't have to worry about that with a pipe.
No. Yeah, right. But
and then there's also dabs now, you know.
Yeah. There's all kinds of ways, various ways to get that stuff. I think Beth likes a vape for at least for CBD.
I think so.
You've done the vapes. I know you've done the vapes.
I have.
And you've enjoyed those.
They're all right. I mean, I like the flower.
I like hash personally. Hash is great. Haven't had hash in a long, long time. But yeah, I like the hash. Hash oil. Oh boy, I love the hash oil too.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, there's all kinds of different forms. But just having. Yeah, you know, it starts at one place, the basic weed. You got to have the basic weed to have any of these other things.
True.
And with that, you don't really need more stuff. But you know, if you get it, that's cool too.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, I'll keep you guys posted if you're interested.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to be too annoying, like. You know, every step of the
way. No, it's exciting, dude.
Every step of the way. Ooh, look at that. I got a sprout. Ooh, look at that. I got some formal leaves or whatever.
Yeah. It's exciting.
Now it's an inch. Now it's 3 inches. Ooh. Yeah.
Right. It's fun. I mean, I'm jealous.
Yeah. Well, you know.
So.
Oh, okay, Kate. All right. So
what?
She said.
Oh yeah, we want to know.
every step. good. All right, I'll definitely.
Yeah, we want to know. You know us. We're all potheads, generally, most of us here.
Yeah. No, I know. There's I don't know who's not, but.
Right.
I don't think Javadar gets high. Java Doctor.
He's on the Kratom.
Right, but I don't think he smokes weed. I think he said something about he was smoking and had a problem with that. And probably Don, the redneck dentist, Mike. I don't think he smokes weed. I
don't know.
I can't be sure.
I know a lot of more people do than don't.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm pretty sure a lot more people do than don't.
Yeah, Sock didn't either.
No, it's not for everybody. Some people, it doesn't work for them.
Right,
it gives them a bad reaction.
I love the weed, I tell you that. I didn't smoke it for years. I hadn't smoked for years, and then suddenly some showed up, and I did again. And it was, you know, I'm a real lightweight now. I used to be able to smoke tons of weed.
Yeah.
And I'm just a lightweight now. I just a couple of hits and I'm good to go.
Okay. I just think a lot of more people do than don't.
Oh yeah, sure. But for me, I mean, I don't really need a lot. But if mm-hmm. I start growing this and I'm constantly,
you'll be smoking it.
I'll see, the thing is, but I can't really do shit afterwards. So.
Hopefully you got some indica and some sativa, Grim.
Well,
you got a combination.
Like I said, I have no idea what these strains are going to be, but we'll
right.
see.
Right.
And eventually, yeah. I may having to wind up, buying some seeds that I know what they are.
Right.
Yeah.
Then you know what you're getting.
Yeah, definitely. Me smoking weed causes you less danger.
Right. Yes.
No question.
And for Donna, someone like Donna, she needs it. It's truly medicine for her.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So, the fact that it's illegal still in some places is just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean... And I do believe that if it had been legal this whole time, at least my whole life, there would be less people on meth than heroin and shit like that.
Well, not only that, but I mean, if it had, never been made this taboo crap, then hemp would have been with us all along. For wide use. In which case, you wouldn't have all these plastics issues because they'd be making... plastics out of hemp, which is biodegradable.
Right.
You wouldn't have all these freaking lumber issues that we have right now, because
right.
there's I mean it's
making
it's,
hempcrete.
Yeah, well, and hemp board, hemp, all kinds of stuff. Your clothing would be made out of hemp. All kinds
and
of stuff.
It would last a lot longer.
Hemp is that's something we could talk about at some point. Hemp.
Yeah.
Because
that
is a terrific thing. All right, we are out of time here for today. Tomorrow, Friday, no shows since Vinny took off and he's done with his show, at least for the time being. Mike will not be on Saturday, but he will be back again next Tuesday with another show. And we have his Tuesday show this week. So check out Mike on Tuesday night. And then, check out the Saturday schedule. That's me with the blues, Hal with Behind the Woodshed, Gary L. and Gigi's Boo doing the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
And check the schedule there. Yeah, check the schedule.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to us talk about weed.
Yeah, man. Great topic.
Yeah, it's fun. It's always fun talking about weed.
Yes,
right.
It is.
So, got anything else? Can't take
Not right now.
All right.
Smoke it if you got it, people.
Yes, smoke
and
pot,
gold
smoke
bowls.
Pot, everybody.
And
smoke
gold
pot.
Canadians.
Yeah, go whoever.
The hockey playoffs, baby. Nothing better.
What's that?
The hockey playoffs.
Oh,
nothing
okay.
Better.
Terrific. I heard it was also yes. Basketball playoffs.
It is. Basketball playoffs are going on, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll
go Habs, go Bolts.
Go whoever. Peace.
Go crazy.
Yeah.